Hi then, welcome to, I guess arguably it's kind of my third personal daily, although, since I kind of jumped back onto Audio Boo, I've done recordings over the last 3 days, but the first day I didn't really know about the Audio Mo hashtag, so I guess strictly by the rules, by the hashtag, it's kind of my second recording as part of the Audio Mo here in June, but since I kind of jumped back onto Audio Boo, it's kind of my third recording, really, and I've been talking about a lot of things over the last few days to do with my health, with depression and diabetes, and I'm kind of thinking that perhaps from some point of view, hearing all of that might be a little bit overwhelming. I don't know, from your end, but what I found is that actually talking about it, not just here, but with the people around me, has been enormously helpful. Actually being as open as possible about it has been enormously helpful, particularly on the depression side. With the diabetes, that's kind of that's been a very a very automatic process. When I got the initial kind of, you might have diabetes, you better come in and have a blood test. You go in and have a blood test and talk to the doctor and go and have another blood test. And it's a really kind of automatic process. So quite naturally, of course, you talk about it. I have to talk about it with a doctor, and then I have to talk about it with my wife, because of course, some of the changes, lifestyle changes that have to be made around that is something that we all have to do as a family. So quite naturally, that's been quite an open process to make sure that we discuss it. And even with, extended family and friends, it's been quite easy to discuss it with them. We have like a family birthday this coming weekend. And normally in Denmark, when you have a family birthday, you eat a lot of cake. Danes eat a huge amount of cake. I mean, you've heard of Danish pastry. I'll be quite honest, if you've never had a Danish pastry in Denmark, then you've never actually really had a Danish pastry, I'm sorry to say. If you go to a bakery here in Denmark, that they have hundreds of different varieties of pastries and cakes. It's just astounding. And that kind of carries through to various celebrations. So when you have a birthday celebration with your family, the table is normally loaded with different types of cake as part of that celebration. Cake and coffee is always the big thing here. You invite people for cake and coffee. And then afterwards, if they want to hang around for a little bit more, then it's, they can have dinner. And normally a light dinner, because you've kind of eaten so much cake. It really is quite astounding. But of course, we have this family celebration this weekend around a birthday. And because of my condition, of course, we have to make some alternatives available. I can't sit there and eat cake all afternoon. It's really going to mess with my blood sugar levels. So I'm having to go out and find some recipes and do some stuff to make sure that what we have on the table means that, I can enjoy along with everybody else. So, I have to be open about the condition and open with my family and my extended family about it so we can, so we can adjust how we have a cozy time together at things like birthdays and stuff. When it comes to the depression that I've been going through, that's a little bit more difficult to talk about, but I've been determined to be open about it, not just with my wife and my family, but with friends, with people that I know, because I also feel that's important to talk about. And what's really astounded me, actually, is by making a conscious effort to be open about it. For example, when people have said to me, "How are you doing?" I mean, that's quite a common question, right? People say to you, "Hey, how are you doing?" And there's normally a pretty automatic response. "Yeah, I'm doing great," or "I'm doing fine." Or actually, I've switched off that auto response. It's like an auto answering machine, right? You just need to say you're fine, no matter what else is going on. What I actually kind of decide, I mean, I'm not like bumping into strangers and overloading them and saying, "Hey, I'm suffering from depression," but just people that I trust and people that I know, if they've said, hey, how you doing? And they and I'm aware that they don't know about it, or we've maybe touched on it before, then rather than just giving the auto response of, hey, I'm fine, no, I'm fine, then I've actually said, you know, oh, I'm okay, got a few kind of health things at the moment, and then I've been quite open about what's been going on. And what I've found, surprisingly, is that immediately when I say to people, you know what, I'm not doing great, I'm actually, this is what's been going on with me, but I'm doing some stuff about it. What I've found is that people have actually come back. Instead of, I mean, I've had a few odd reactions, that's for sure. But the majority of the reactions have been people have looked at me and I can see the change in their eye, like the way their eye looks at me. And then it's almost like I can just tell that they're actually about to come back to me with sharing their experience. And I've been really surprised, actually, the amount of people that have actually looked at me and said, you know what, I've had some problems too. I'm not gonna name any names on this recording or anything like that, because that's their business. If it's up to them about how open they want to be about what they've been going through, you know, so publicly on social media. I'm perfectly willing to be very open about it, as you've probably gathered by now. But I remember one instance where it was an immediate change in the conversation. And it was like suddenly we were sharing something together. It was quite, I was so surprised, because it was someone I really didn't expect to have gone through anything like this. And since then, that's actually someone who's regularly been asking about how I've been doing, quite actively. Or if I bump into them, they're like, they're not just, how are you doing, in a very superficial way, but again, the look in the eye and the very genuine, so how are you feeling? And coming back with, you know, some advice about how they've kind of dealt with their situation. In that instance, I was told a lot about exercise, that exercise is really, really great. And of course, coincidentally, because of the diagnosis of diabetes, I've got to do that anyway. So that's going to have a positive effect. But there have been a lot of instances where people have actually come back to me and said, you know what, I've had trouble. I've been in therapy, or I've had trouble, or I really know what you're talking about. I've been so surprised. But on some respects, I shouldn't be surprised, because if you kind of listen to the Personal Daily yesterday, where I was talking about depression and entrepreneurship, remember the first thing I spoke about from the World Health Organization? 1 in 4 people will actually suffer some form of depression in their lifetime. 1 in 4. So it really isn't a surprise that I would get that response, actually. Unless, of course, you know, it's someone who really wants to cover up and not really discuss what it is that they're going through. But I think it's a natural part of the process. Once you've acknowledged that you have a problem, that you be more open about it. So I have really, really been surprised at how open people have been back to me about their experiences with dealing or having had stress and anxiety and depression at some point during their lives. And it is really encouraging to see these people and to think, well, if they can get through it, then I can get through it. And I know I can now. And part of knowing that I can is actually saying, you know what, I'm going to be open about it. I'm going to talk about it, because I don't want to go down the road of being on medication for depression. I really don't. And the best medication, I think, is to actually just be open and talk to people if you can. If you're in that situation, I'm not going to be judgmental. I know some people aren't in a situation where they can be so open. So other options are probably best for them. But certainly for me, I'm in a situation where I can be open about it. So if I can not go down the road of having kind of medication as a support to get me through it, then I'm going to take that first route, which is talking it out. All right, I think I've waffled on enough today for the Personal Daily. I will see you tomorrow, I guess, for another Personal Daily. G. just emptying the contents of my brain out there on social media.